This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Responding to criticism about $6 million Trump raised for wounded veteran care when he skipped one of the presidential debates, Trump blasted media outlets and provided the names and amounts of all the money raised, saying, quote, not one dime was kept for administrative costs, unquote. Conservative talk show host and outspoken Never Trump advocate Glenn Beck was suspended from the airwaves of Sirius XM on Tuesday for seemingly agreeing that Trump may need to be assassinated if elected. The words in question came as Beck interviewed fiction writer Brad Thor. Christianity.com is reporting a revival amidst persecution in Saudi Arabia, despite the fact that any display of religion other than Islam is illegal. The number of Christians in the country has risen to 1.4 million. The Worldview spoke to Dwight Bashir, co-director for policy and research for the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. He said Christians should know they can fan these flames of revival by creating printed material and by using social media.
A lot of people don't know some of the things we've been talking about today in terms of what people are facing. So there are people, both Muslim and non-Muslim, who have been in jail or who have been kicked out of the country because they've just simply been practicing their faith. You know, highlighting these cases, say, you know, these are outrageous examples. Understanding the situation, raising awareness, raising individual cases is important to put a human face on what people are facing.
France boasts both the highest populations of Jews and Muslims among European nations. However, with the recent influx of millions of Muslims, blatant anti-Semitism in Paris has driven thousands out of the capital. 8,000 anti-Semitic incidents in 2015 alone, officials said, to the point where now as many as half of the Jews have left. According to CNN, nearly 200 people were kidnapped from two buses by Taliban fighters in the northeastern province of Kunduz in Afghanistan early yesterday morning. The militants killed six passengers during the kidnapping and seven more when the buses stopped at a remote village. All but 20 were then released. Boy Scout training helped prepare 17-year-old Nicholas Latioles for what he encountered yesterday when he came upon a gunshot-wounded man on the streets of Houston. Latioles said he thought that the man had been hit by a car and was puzzled to see people standing by watching the screaming man who had been shot through the leg. The shooter, a 25-year-old four-tour Afghanistan veteran, killed a man in his 50s and wounded six others in the spree. He even fired at a police helicopter before being killed himself. While the shooter was still shooting, Latioles applied a tourniquet and kept his mother out of harm's way. As Jesus said when he told the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, teaching what it means to love your neighbor, go and do likewise. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, June 1st in the year of our Lord 2016. Thanks to the generosity of 87 of our listeners, nearly one-third of our goal was met. $18,105 was given during the month of May expressly to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. We're still $41,895 short of our goal, though. If you'd like to help, it's not too late. Prayerfully consider becoming one of 174 listeners to step up to the plate and pledge a $20 per month gift on a recurring basis. Or perhaps you could be one of 87 people to give a gift of $40 a month on a recurring basis. Do what you can so that we can keep this important Christian newscast on the air, reaching tens of thousands. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check on the recurring donation box. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news.
To research, write, voice, and produce the Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.